Proclamation number 6617 of 9th of August, 1956. Confessing before the world. If you stand up for my name before the world, you openly testify for me and my kingdom. You confess me as my followers and thus consciously place yourselves on my side. And then you will have fully and completely fulfilled your earthly task. You will have become mine of your own free will. You will have accomplished the separation from my adversary. The path of return to me will have ended, even if your perfection has not yet been achieved on earth. But a relapse into the abyss is eternally no longer possible, for the kingdom of light has already received you and the light can no longer be eternally obscured. Whoever has found me will now no longer let go of me, just as I will not let go of him because he now belongs to me. The open confession of faith in me has taken all right from my adversary, for the decision has now been made as to which Lord you have chosen, and he can no longer do anything against your will. And thus you now also know how highly this decision of faith, which you will still have to make, is to be valued, and you recognize from it that it is necessary for humanity to experience a time of faith struggle which forces it to make an open decision. For there are many people who are not yet clear themselves as to whether and what they believe, who only then seriously take a stand on the doctrines of faith and struggle through to confess or reject when they are completely without faith. For spiritual questions are discussed less and less, and rarely are they the content of conversations or serious debates. And therefore people will then have to deal with such questions when a clear decision for or against me is demanded of them. Many will be anxious, many will be determined to reject me, but my name will also be joyfully known by those who have always been in contact with me, who have recognized me in my guidance during their earthly life and who feel my presence so strongly that they testify loudly and joyfully and profess me. All fear will be far from them and they will still recognize in it a sign of the approaching end that people will be required to confess their faith. And thus they also know that my coming is near, and in this certainty they will also remain steadfast in the face of all threats because they believe in my might and strength, in my love and in the truth of my word, which was conveyed to them and which they may also constantly receive until the end. And as fearful as the weak believers will be, so courageous and steadfast are those because they draw strength from my word, because they are certain of my presence and therefore know no fear and worry in my presence. Neither earthly promises nor threats can deter them or make them waver, for they do not fear for their lives and no longer pay attention to earthly goods, for they had already tasted spiritual goods and thus no longer desire the world. But for the sake of their fellow human beings they have to be drawn into this battle so that the weak can still lift themselves up by them, so that the strength of faith will be revealed in my own. As soon as you humans confess me before the world you are mine and are now also under my protection, and I truly have the best in store for you, but you need not worry about what could be best for you. I will consider you in such a way that you will be blissfully happy, regardless of whether on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. But I demand the open decision from people. I am not content with the inner acknowledgement of myself if the outward appearance remains that the person is not my follower. I demand a testimony for me and my name even before the world. For only then will you believe in me alive, and only then will you experience the blessings of such faith. My promise will be fulfilled that Romans 1, 2, will confess you before the Father as you confessed me before the world, so that you will return to the Father again as children, from whom you once wanted to separate and also did so willingly because you denied me your acknowledgement, which you must therefore now testify to before the world. Amen.